10 new single-family homes are coming to Alliance's North Side after City Council approved the project Monday night. The homes will be built in the Liberty Heights area on vacant lots cleared through the city's blight removal program and transferred to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation. The project is aimed at supporting low-income neighborhoods. Build Ohio Acquisition and Holding Company will oversee construction, with ground expected to break next month on the first 5 homes. The city is contributing $100,000 in HUD funding to support the development. Alliance City Council has approved legislation aimed at boosting economic development, improving infrastructure, and supporting city employees. Council approved UDAG loans to help 2 businesses expand into Alliance. Dud Bites, doing business as Dudley's Pizza, will receive $175,000 for a restaurant at 353 East Main Street. Ballher Limited will receive about $620,000 for a women's athletic apparel store planned for 134 South Union Avenue. Both loans carry a 2% interest rate over 15 years. Council also authorized contracts for wastewater treatment plant upgrades and moved forward with plans to upgrade traffic signals along East State Street. Lawmakers approved weather emergency pay for city employees affected by the January 26th storm closure. An attempted murder charge has been filed against an Alliance man. 30-year-old Carl Baker was booked into the Stark County Jail following his arrest at a home on Beach Street Sunday. Police say he struck a woman with a hammer, stomped her chest, choked her, and threatened to kill her. Baker is also charged with felonious assault, strangulation, intimidation of a victim, and disrupting public service. He had an active warrant for a similar incident with the same person January 3rd. Baker was arraigned in municipal court Monday. Bond was set at $500,000 with a preliminary hearing set for February 11th. Canton City Council took several actions Monday, approving new initiatives and funding measures. Lawmakers accepted a roughly $85,000 grant to help the police department implement a victim notification system, which will send automatic text alerts to crime victims about their cases. Council also approved a $173,000 insurance settlement to demolish the damaged ranch apartment building on 5th Street Northeast, a 75% tax break for Steve's Tailoring and Menswear on Cleveland Avenue Northwest, and water main extensions for the new Redwood housing development on Green Tree Avenue and site of Lake Center Christian School in Lake Township. Louisville City Council approved 3 emergency measures Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
A 2025 Ford F-600 truck will be purchased for $70,913 from Sarshone Ford. Additional work will be done on the Aljansic Park restrooms by CCI Commercial Construction Company of Canton for $1,440, and 3 heart monitors will be purchased for the fire department from Zoll Medical of Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Lawmakers also added 2 full-time public works laborers, expedited construction programs, and authorized finance director Matthew Buck to testify against House Bill 503, which could limit local control of city income tax. A woman was arrested Monday in connection with fraudulent invoices that cost a local business more than $70,000. 35-year-old Caitlin Schauer of Medina is charged with grand theft and forgery. Uniontown police say between January 2024 and January 2025, Schauer created fake invoices at 3 business locations, receiving over $10,000 in unearned commissions. The victim, Dye Distributing LLC, had to pay more than $60,000 to Utz Brands. Schauer is scheduled to appear in Canton Municipal Court soon. Governor Mike DeWine has announced $4.4 million for local law enforcement body-worn camera programs across the state. The 5th round of the Ohio Body Camera Grant Program will support 131 police agencies, including 10 new programs and 121 upgrades or expansions to existing cameras and storage systems. In Stark County, recipients include the Canton Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, Louisville Police, Walsh University, and East Canton Police. The grants will cover camera equipment, storage capacity, and record-keeping personnel. The pilot and passenger in Sunday's small plane crash in Portage County have been identified. 47-year-old Brian Jorgensen and his 12-year-old daughter were injured when their Piper Cub crashed near Ranfield Road in Brimfield Township after experiencing engine trouble. Both sustained non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to Akron hospitals. The aircraft had departed from Wadsworth Airport and was returning when it went down. No one on the ground was hurt and no property was damaged. Authorities say the incident remains under investigation. Jury selection begins today in Columbiana County Common Police Court in the aggravated murder trial of William Long of Lisbon. The 52-year-old is accused of killing his ex-wife in November 2023. Michelle Long, a teacher at Latonia High School, was found shot to death in her vehicle outside her Butler Township home. Security footage and witness statements linked William's pickup to the crime scene. A judge has allowed the jury to visit the crime scene and denied defense motions to block evidence from cell phones and the truck. Opening statements are expected after jury selection. One person was hurt in a two-vehicle crash on westbound I-80 near the Meander Reservoir Bridge in Austintown. The collision occurred around 1:30 this morning and involved a car and a semi. The car's driver was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The truck driver was not hurt. The Highway Patrol is investigating the incident. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.